The Trash Sports Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com
and GH Graphics and their Junket Apparel line.
And Derby Ink Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Ink. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon, good evening. This is the Crash Course Podcast, episode number 56 on deck. We're going to be catching up with Sam Bandow here in a little bit. Excited to be talking with him. Big Imperial guy. I'm looking forward to it. We've got Josh Decker here in studio. Ben Haast, Brian Tompkins also here as well. We'll be catching up with Bobby Cousineau, who won the Ontario Fall Brawl up in Canada over the weekend a little bit later on. But, you know, first things first, holy cow, it's only been around a week, 400 teams for the Fantasy League. I just checked my email quick. We got another, like, 40 of them sitting in there that have to be loaded. Holy crap.
Hey, it's just that time from, like, 2:45 to 3:12, man. It's a perfect time for you to work
on
stuff.
I was
that's AM, of course, not
when,
PM.
When Chris mentioned to me, he's like, oh, I won't be that bad. You know, in my head, like, yeah, right.
We had just had this discussion before. I'm like, what are you going to do for the 4 days that's going on when we're in Topeka? It'll only take me 30 seconds a race. All right, good luck. Have fun.
It's literally going to to be that fast. Dennis Clapperton's been working with me on it. He does the he wrote the program for John Baumus, who does Dick Dragon Fantasy Racing League up here for the modifieds and for the sprint cars. Really simple, easy to use setup. Basically, it's a bunch of pull down menus, and wherever they finish, you just assign the points quick, hit update, it loads the results, hit calculate points, and it distributes the points where they got to be. And
so while you're doing all that, we'll be talking about the heat we just watched.
It'll be happening live. Yep, it'll be happening live, and we're gonna have an actual show link, an actual link where you can go to. It's active now. That's how Zach Olson's keeping track of the statistics. Getting the teams loaded, it was no small task. Tony Brellinger came through big. He helped load a bunch of those things, and we've been talking quite a bit about ways to improve it for next year already. In terms of the people that are asking if we're going to do it for Spring Explosion, let's just get through this one first. I appreciate the input and the interest and everything, but let's make sure that everybody's happy after this one. But the winner going away with $1,000 in Joker parts, and Joker and I talked a little bit earlier, and there's some other sponsors that are going to be announced, which is pretty cool. There's more people that are jumping onto this thing. This thing's sort of taking on a life of its own. And
see, he should have just done 2,000.
Nope.
It's
nope.
A jump change to him.
As a matter of fact, he was listening last week when you said that.
Pennies on a dollar. Man.
And he told me what I should tell you about the $2,000 idea.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I couldn't repeat it.
Go shit in your hat, probably.
That was, well,
that's
was,
number one. That was, last week, your account swear words, there's number one for him. 603.
Yep.
I did see a nice tranny cooler. Did you see the tranny cooler you had?
Yes, I did.
He makes a
little,
pretty awesome
little battery pack on there.
When he posts pictures, you got to like zoom in. It's like, what is he doing? What's he working on right now? Yeah. You know?
Awesome stuff.
I asked him once about the stuff he was doing, and he said he gets a lot of ideas, and for every like 10 he gets, one might see daylight. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I'm, you know, just always thinking, which is really cool.
Yes.
Well, he was thinking when he said that this fantasy thing would be a way to engage the viewers at home that are watching on the pay-per-view. And this is that we kind of pitched this thing. We didn't know how we were going to pull it off, of course, but we sort of pitched this thing last year. And we didn't really know how to do it, and then we got together. All the stars really aligned. Joker got behind it, and came up with the way to make it available for free. Obviously, because we can't do it otherwise. And then Dennis Clapperton with that system, so that it'll make scoring a lot more efficient, a lot faster. Because I can't imagine trying to do by hand. 500 teams. It'd be
600 by
hand. If there were a business.
A month. Yeah.
Oh, no, that'd be.
A month later, we'd be able to tell you who won. Merry Christmas. You won the
Joker Spindles.
The Fantasy League from a month ago.
You could always hire more people.
Yeah, that's the simple solution. Just hire more people. It's easy.
I mean, your workforce is up
to.
Go to
the beer counter and tell them you need more help.
Yeah.
Your workforce is up to one now, right, for Smashed Empire Media?
Yeah. Yep.
You're doing a stroke of business over there.
Yep. Hauling away on videos now. Things have slowed down on travel.
I saw the Otsego trailer. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Did a nice job on that.
That was a, it, like, I was talking to my wife about it, and it was weird. Like, I didn't know kind of that I had, like, this mental roadblock just trying to get past that. Once I got past Otsego County, all 22 segments of it, things have been clicking off fast. Now, Erie County's going to go out in a couple days, and
I feel the pain.
Really?
I feel the pain just getting by that. Just getting by that Otsego County fair. It's just everything. Oh.
It was funny. I had him.
It's quieting him for a second.
I got there. Last horse just crossed the finish line. Just so you know.
I pointed out the shot you had of Jim Beatty in action down there in the feature at Otsego County. A friend of mine watched that and said, "Boy, that's a heck of a hit." So, yeah, it would have been more impressive if that car was still running, but
yeah. If there was a person in it.
In the car.
But it looked cool. I mean,
the person was on the other side of the wall.
I did the replay sequence in that, just like I did for a couple of the other ones. And yeah, that it looked good because it had the in-car angle and stuff.
It looked awesome.
It looked great.
Perfect picture of the broken axle from that car and the person that was in the car when the car was standing up on its side.
But I've never seen a car tipped up like this.
No, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Jim is awesome to watch. I mean, every derby you go to, something like that happens. Yeah.
And then there's usually a great fight afterwards. It's just all entertainment.
He flatfoots, man.
He is definitely a portion of the definition ladlehead.
Oh,
how dare you?
And that is by no means.
By Jim no puts means, on a show.
Yes. Now, if you wait about 30 seconds, it's going to be a knock on that door.
No, he'd just drive his truck right through it.
Jim knows. By no means is that a dig or nothing against him.
No,
that's
Jim
just,
drives hard.
That's his style of running, though. When he goes out there, he wants to just junk stuff as fast as he can, you know?
Yep, and he did it.
Oh, no, he
usually does.
He did it. He took that Monte Carlo and turned it into nothing.
Yep. One shot. Quickly.
There was one point, Caitlin Green hit the front of him, and all of a sudden, as you can see, he's the top of the bumper.
Boom.
Reparator on the air cleaner.
Yep.
That's all right.
He's a good dude.
Absolutely.
I love Jim Beatty.
So joining us now on the hotline, DerbyParts.com hotline, before we knew of Colton Newhoffen, and before we knew of Chris Lancaster, and before we knew of all those great drivers up there in Minnesota, before we had this show, there was one guy in Minnesota that I knew that I was absolutely in love with because of what he did with the Imperials and the ill-tempered 7X, Sam Bandow. Welcome to the show. Thrilled to have you on. I've been looking forward to this show for a long time.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome show you guys get going.
Well,
thanks, sir.
You know, I appreciate that, dude. And I know you were a little apprehensive about coming on, but I was able to get Josh to come up for the show as well, so you can relax. He won't throw any hard questions to you. The only thing he wants to know is how do you build Imperials and what do you do to them different that
Hey, every time I see Sam, that's the first thing we start talking about. It's like, let's start putting our minds together.
And of course, your mind is more open and his is
He's just telling me
he's
what to
feeding
do.
You. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He's just teaching me.
Absolutely.
How many Imperials have you got at the house right now?
I'm down to one junked one. I don't have any left right now.
Wow. Ooh.
What are you going to do about that?
Probably get about 10 of them by...
That'd be a good move. That'd be a good move. So, you know, we've been talking a lot the last couple of weeks about Blister Bash and getting ready. I'm going to guess, go out on a limb and say you're not bringing a Mopar product down there. Maybe you are.
Might have a Mopar, yeah.
Yeah? Good. Good. Go on. I'm listening. What are you bringing down there?
I'm going to bring down Chrysler Cordoba.
Yes.
Good choice.
Yes.
With the big block Mopar in it.
You're the man. Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome. Josh. That's awesome. He's going to win it, too. Josh, yeah.
Pretty sure Josh dared me to do it.
Yeah, no doubt. I definitely did.
That's awesome. That's
awesome. Got to love old big blocks, man.
I mean, how excited are you to go down there and take part in Blizzard Bash this year?
It's one of the best shows. It's everyone with the best stuff running wide open. I absolutely love how hard people drive because you've never seen anything like it until you get in the building, and that just amplifies the sound. And if you're sitting watching it, I went down there and watched it one time, and I was like, all right, I have to be on the track.
Yep.
Last year,
has that draw?
Yeah,
you have to.
It's exciting.
Last year, you got on the track there at I think it was the first round. You guys were out there with guard.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
That went good for them.
Yeah, it was fast. I mean, you guys didn't seem like you had a ton of stuff to fix. They just started shoving cars out of the park, and that was that. But in terms of the way that they do the draws and stuff like that, how much of a wild card does that create in terms of planning as a team? And also, does it put you in a different situation in terms of when you're trying to pick your car?
Not really. I think the first thing you got to do, I've never been one to follow everyone else. If everyone was bringing GMs to a show, I'd bring the Mopar.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, like the Vic thing. I mean, there's a lot of awesome builders, and that's a car I'm not comfortable with. And I'd rather bring something. I know how far I can push the nose. I know what's going to happen, where they're going to kink. And if as long as you're comfortable in your car, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, the draw is really, really tough to do. But, yeah.
Had the rule changes not been in place, and those changes this year really opened the field up, what would you still be going the way of the Cordoba?
Yeah, I brought the Cordoba out to Utah, and I ran a setup, and out there you can't weld as much with the seams and everything, and the big, huge tracks and the open hitting, and I tested that thing with everything it had, and I'm pretty confident in what the car will do itself.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But I was actually going to bring that up. I mean, the fact that the
relax,
guys...
but them cars are hard.
The guys in Utah, I mean, I think like three of their big shows this year got won by Cordobas. I mean, they're obviously an awesome car.
The Halloween Havoc, I think, got... That was one
in the Cordoba.
Yeah.
And I think...
Yeah, the same Cordoba that won... Which one was it? Was it Hot Rockin' Fourth? Butch won it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because...
And Butch won Havoc, too.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. Troy won the first show out there for...
right.
And then the next two, the same guy won, and with that Cordoba. I mean, they're a nasty car.
Well, he flipped like two people, three people, I think.
Yeah, like 20 seconds apart or something. Like he was there was
when he come around across the track, and it was like a freaking monster truck. I mean, he was just womp, womp.
If you were going to go to somewhere to learn how to build a Cordoba, in my mind, it would be that way.
Because
I've talked to some guys out there that really had some great ideas mm-hmm. with Cordobas, and then when Sam comes back with it, and we saw him in Minnesota, and he was saying like, man, I'm loving that Cordoba, and it's like when he told me why, I was like, yes, I see. Mm-hmm. You know, finally someone's like catching up on that Chrysler. They're hard out there. Yeah, they are really hard out there, you know.
Very.
Well, we've seen Sam in person a couple times. We saw him at Blizzard Bash last year. Then we saw him up in Winter Slam.
Mm-hmm.
And then just here just a couple weeks ago, I don't even know when it was, middle of August when we were out there for the Wadena team show. And, you know, always a fun guy to hang out with and chat with, tons of good ideas.
Sam, when you guys ran at Wendina, is that the same guys that you're going to run with down at Blizzard Bash? Have you guys run together this year as a team?
No. And that's the toughest thing that I face with the team thing is trying to find four guys. Maybe they just don't want to go on my team because I doubt we're going for the W. Not a lot of guys want to sign up for it, so it's really tough to find it, and it's the team shows seem to be an overwhelming commitment to a lot, but like I ran up there, the car I ran at Wadena was actually Rick Kostanek's car that he had in Mandan on a different team, and that's the first, I don't know, real tilted car I get built to them rules that I'd ran, and wasn't a real big fan of driving that car at all.
Well, when you were up in Wadena...
It just wasn't comfortable, and... So it'll be me and Rick Kostanek and then Dave Cotter from Idaho. I've talked with him on the phone, but I've known his name from out there. I mean, he's got just a huge name for quite a car builder. And then my buddy Jesse, he stepped in last year. He jumped out of the 80s class, actually, to fill the fourth spot on my team.
Hmm.
So, I mean, he stepped up when I needed him, so... It's we've all ran together, I guess, except for Cotter. But
when you guys ran at Wadena, you guys unfortunately only had three guys got through inspection, or the fourth guy just didn't even make it that day, right, Sam?
Yeah, and I found out like the night before it was sketchy, so I was calling friends like, who has a car, who has something, I don't want to go fourth, and then. He's like, oh, we're going to make it. And the whole time I kept trying to get a second car lined up just in case he didn't. And it was actually that morning when I was taking off to head up there, I found out that I believe something on the tranny was broke.
Sucks.
But they just...
Well, Sam, your first team you pull is Zacharias. It's all T-Birds, right? It's T-Birds. And you're down to three.
The first thing is the only clean Cadillac that I've ever owned, that two-door, it was a 73. It was just an awesome car. And Nate, actually, he was number 27 out there at Westenberg.
Yep.
He hounded me for that car since last year at Blizzard Bash. And I didn't plan on running some of them shows, so I'm like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll trade it to him. And then all of a sudden, I line up across from it against me, and I'm like, oh, no.
That sucks. Well, I got to say, man, they were really pounding on. I mean, they were a man down from the beginning, and Sam's team stuck in there forever. And it was a small track, and they were – them T-Birds, man, I mean, they were mobile. They were beating you guys, and you guys really took a beating, but you were Sam sticking in there and lasting in forever. It was awesome to watch.
It's spaghetti string, that drive shaft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean it twisted the drive shaft just to pieces underneath Sam's car.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I remember looking at Sam. I'm like, "Hey, what'd you pick?" You know, as he after the draw and his head went down. He's like, "Zacharias' team." He's like, "Oh man," you know. And it's like, "You'll do fine, man. You'll do fine." He did. He did awesome. He did really good. You know.
How intimidating is that to line up across from a car that you traded away?
To be honest with you, I'm not scared of anyone lining up across the way because like where we ran them Imperials in Pine City, Minnesota, you get in there, like first you drive down through the crowd and everything with the panel gates on the side, and you're coming in and everyone's white knuckled and your eyes are just huge, and when they drop that flag, it's full on head on with another imp off the line. You don't lift and you want the momentum carried through. And I mean, when you run like that, and if you tell guys, okay, I ran there, they all of a sudden are intimidated by it. They're like, sure. he will come all the way across.
That's awesome.
Definitely. Definitely.
How did you get into Demolition Derby, Sam?
You're undergunned on what your car is. I mean, if you get the right angle on one frame rail, you can change it.
Yep.
Change the derby pretty good, and that's kind of what, like, guard off the line, was it? Durham or Dunham or something?
Ryan Durham.
Durham? Okay, yeah. He got me just a little kitty corner, and it sent that frame rail sideways on that shocker right away.
Yep.
And, I mean, it basically in one shot destroyed that car. Everything just kind of kept pushing over throughout it. Mm-hmm. So even with the cars being hard, I mean, you can still them. You just got to get them hit right. And mm-hmm. That first big shot's awesome because it'll test it. Some guys will take the first ones, but when they back up and see a second one coming, they don't want anything to do with it.
Well, really, though, it is. It's you're almost watching how much balls a man's got right there because, like, yep. Mike Brown's across from me. It's like, is that guy got the balls? Because Mike Brown does, you know. Yeah, it's kind of cool to see who is going to do that because you're right. You do see guys just turn and go around or whatever, and it's like, all right, that guy wasn't feeling it today.
For sure. You know? Yeah, he didn't nut up today.
No.
Yeah.
Didn't want a concussion.
But like you said, after running that car you ran in Minnesota, I mean, when you hit and nothing moves and it's you that's taking the abuse, that's a rough way to
think at Blizzard Bash, they're in reverse before that hit's even done. I mean, then they're back and they're ready for the next one. It's like, I didn't even get over the first one. I didn't shake the cobwebs out yet. Man, this guy's coming back. Holy cow.
Well, you'll actually start building your cars to take that kind of stuff. I mean, the 4 points help and whatnot, but I mean, most cars around here, there's not really an extreme comfort level as far as I want my seat back so far that my legs are straight and my arms can barely touch the steering wheel. Because you don't have to worry. You will be able to reach it pretty soon.
That is true.
Yeah.
See, I like to sit way back myself. Ben likes to sit closer.
No, I don't want
to
be.
I like to sit way back gangster style.
Yeah, I'm
imagine that, Decker gangster style. Him and Tommy Dowd.
Yeah, we sit deep.
Of course, Dowd just seats only that far from the steering wheel so he can.
I didn't make that joke.
Gangster 4'9". Love you, Dowd.
Tommy Dowd's the only guy that I've ever met that was going around the pits looking for phone books.
Hey, I was looking for couch cushions. Yeah, we had to find Ben a couch cushion.
Did you hear the Sciopa? Which one has the Jaguar seat in his car?
Mark has
Jaguar seats.
Mark runs Jaguar seats.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
It was funny because I was watching an old Blizzard or Bash or Cash, And I remember you saying how, you know, laid back driving that wagon. Well, I think 2012, and Todd had to come through the concert and make to the feature. Sure enough, here's Todd. Todd's lead back. Like,
yeah, way back.
Way back. And I'm like, and Todd's taller than Ben. And I'm like, man, it must really, he was right up close so you could see, you know, how Todd was. And mm-hmm. I'm like, man, no wonder Ben had the issues he did trying to get a hold of the controls.
Well, when I ran in Bird Island, it was very close. Everything was real tight to me because a smaller kid was in at first. My legs were tight. My arms were tight. Yeah, so you remember, dude. I sat down in it, and you're like, are you sure? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going to try it. My legs were up against the cage and everything, and I'll tell you, it was a rough ride.
Oh, yeah.
It was a rough ride.
How do you get it? I mean, do you run a five-point harness in yours, Sam?
No. It depends on what track you're at, but yeah, the 4 points pretty nice to have. But when you're on, like, say the smaller tracks with the barriers all the way around, then yeah, definitely. You never know. You never got time to look back, really. So it's nice to have it there. But on a bigger tracks, I don't think I've needed it as much because, like, I weld. Sometimes I put stuff on the feet, like down by the floor, kind of like stirrups.
To hook your feet,
take the hit, you're actually plant with your feet, and you mm-hmm. don't wreck your steering column.
Yeah.
And
or your wrists.
Yeah.
I had a season I kept hurting my wrists, and I actually had to start practicing putting my feet down more because every derby I always keep hurting my wrists, you know?
Yeah. I've sprained ankles derbying before because I had my foot planted and it'll hit so hard that my ankle kicks out. Oh, that hurts.
I couldn't adjust the seatbelt. It was just like normally some people just bolt the seatbelt off. Yep. I couldn't adjust the seatbelt, so I kept bouncing my head off the roof.
Oh, yeah, that hurts.
That
hurts.
You
relax, right?
Yeah.
Lining somebody up and go honking across the track and hit a freaking hole. Next thing you know, you're like, shirt off the roof of the car.
I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there.
I had a blast. So.
I think one of the cooler things I saw this year is at a derby is a friend of mine is getting ready to go out on the track, and he reaches down in his car to buckle up, and he goes, man, I don't think we put the seatbelts back in this car. And I went, what? Yeah, we stripped everything out. I don't think we put the seatbelts
back in. Who was that? That happened to me.
It would be you, Josh Decker.
At the
Cuca Clash.
Actually, three times this year I pulled on the track without a seatbelt, you know? Because down there we didn't have it last week. It was like, all right, hey. Around our house, you don't really need a seatbelt. But, like, when I was down at New Alex, it's like, can someone at least give me a bungee cord or something? Because I need to stay in that seat.
Oh, yeah.
A bungee cord.
Something. Hold me down. That's funny, Brian. I remember what you're saying. Cause it's like, I don't think we put seatbelts back in this.
Yeah. Your shows at home, Sam, do you have the option would you ever consider going out onto the track without a seatbelt?
Yeah, there's lots of times you can. I mean, it depends what area you're in, but yeah.
Do you leave the bench seat in so you have something to land on?
The time you put a bench seat in is to hold your amp sub up.
You got it. Put a half-inch plate underneath the seat.
I wonder if a guy can get away with that anymore. That was an old-school trick, I think.
But yeah, you gotta get away with it.
Yeah, you got to put it on the
seat. Sure can.
Not on the floor. Not on the floor. Just build your seat itself.
Ben, you're saying too much. You're saying way too much, dude. Hey,
why do you think he's a good inspector?
Saying way too much, man. That's what you're giving away the farm.
No, Ben. I'm not.
Who's inspecting? Who's inspected next year in Morris?
I don't know.
No, my car will be legal there. I promise. My car will be legal there.
Everybody's car will be legal to me.
Mm-hmm. Shifting gears?
Because you don't look.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know.
Just took a weird turn, didn't it?
You made it awkward. It's your fault.
It's always Chris's fault.
Yeah, I might have pulled the pin on that one.
Usually it's one of us, but this time it's Chris.
Yep.
So, Sam, if the rules opened up and you could take a subframe Imperial to Blizzard Bash, would you be there with one next year?
No brainer.
That's what I like to hear.
No
brainer. I think they should. The way you can build the Fords and everything else, I think it would be awesome to see a subframe Imperial there.
I think we're getting to the point where guys are not scared of subframe IMSA anymore, right?
No, they should.
Ben?
And they should.
But see, normally they'll take that and be like, okay, you can, you know, like what I seen some jokes on there online the other day or something. Yeah, your Imperial has to be bone stock.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's kind of true. Like, I don't think a lot of guys would turn away from running a subframe Imperial with, like, what do you get, six down bars, four down bars at Blizzard Bash?
Imagine how hard they would be. Imagine how hard them suffering.
That'd be awesome.
Dude.
I mean, that's a lot like the birds back here, so it'd be right in the comfort zone. I know how hard them cars would go. And
yeah.
And then after the first round, and you get, what, is it two fix-it plates to weld anywhere on? And
four
on an imp subframe, that'd probably come in handy also.
And they need it. They're not going to need
it. Yeah, but you think so?
It's eight plates total for the show, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's four and then four.
In the front half and two in the back half, or four in the front, four in the back, or something like
total, that. Total, yeah. But, I mean, with a subframe imperial, with the size of that track, would you be forfeiting any maneuverability
or
anything?
No.
No? You don't think so?
Not at all.
Dude, with an awesome motor and a set of gears, you'll spend them around a dime.
Absolutely. But now think it opens up guys subframing wagons, guys subframing, and like all of a sudden it would change
subframe
up.
Subframe of Vic.
Now all of a sudden you see some Mopar show up with Blizzard Bash.
That'd be awesome, Sam.
Not Van Dahl. I'll talk about Sam Williams. Sam Williams.
I was going to say, I think he just said he was bringing one.
No, I'm yelling at Sam Williams. Because I would love to see him. Because Sam would bring one. Absolutely. And there's a lot of other guys I think would too.
There's a lot of guys would probably bring him.
And does it scare guys at that level? Is Jimmy Johnson scared of a subframe Imperial?
No,
He's got.
Definitely
he's
not.
He's got
Mike
whatever
Brown.
He's got.
Nope.
Yeah. Jimmy still won't tell me what he's bringing. He said that when we get out there, though, he's going to have it in the shop for you to look at and make sure you bring a notebook.
He goes, I'm going to pick you up at the airport. We go right to my shop.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes, sir, I said.
Seriously?
I'm on it, man. Oh, we're doing it.
I'm glad we're getting there early.
We're doing it.
That just made the trip even cooler.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, you are picking us up. Yes, you are.
The Buicks out there would. Oh, man, them ones from last year, they would play with the bird all day. I don't think they'd have anything to worry about.
But he won't tell me if it's a Buick or if it's a Ford or if it's whatever.
I got to believe it's a Buick because I've watched him 3 or 4 years on different tapes from out there, and I still don't think he's bent the front end of one of his Buicks.
Dude, them Buicks were down a man and made it as deep as they did last year. Dude. That's what B knows how to build them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't step away from that. You know. But you also, his Vic was nasty at Razorback.
Well, it might not be an Electra.
Right.
I said you're bringing a Buick. He goes, what do you think I'm bringing? I said, well, I'm going to assume you're bringing a Buick. He goes, well, I guess you're going to find out in Topeka. So I don't know if that's a yes or no. He goes, wouldn't you like to know?
But I mean, that's the thing, though. If you think about it, if you ask any of the guys that run in the Bash, I bet you there wouldn't be hardly any would say no. I wouldn't want to run. I would be against running against an Imperial.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean,
I don't think to a man.
See, when you talk to like Tim and Russ Clark, they say to a man when they say if they say the word Imperial, everyone scatters, you know. And it's like I don't know if I believe that anymore. Yeah, maybe 5-10 years ago, but these Vicks, dude, now they're getting old iron hard right now. I mean, you're still got to pull the floors out of that sub.
They had a hell of an uproar after Toby ran that subframer at Master Cash.
Okay, yep. And
Toby ruined it for everybody.
Right. Well, I mean, just the
2011?
Yeah.
I might have met some of you guys there. See, I brought Nimp all the way from Minnesota and got
you
turned
away. You met me.
Yeah, I remember that.
You were there with Lacey's, right?
I was a guest
inspector the 1 year. We're the ones that brought all the Imperials out there when Don Long had it. And we were talking to you guys at the motel. Yeah, we stayed in the same motel, and it was just, we shot shit with you guys for Cody.
Wait, what happened, old Sam? Back.
They all got loaded.
No.
Yes. Yeah, they all got, I don't think all of you got loaded. Some of you just didn't run, right, after about 90% of you got loaded.
Well, I think there was, like, a total that day, there was, like, probably, I think, like, 17 or 18 imps.
Yes, yep.
And, like,
badass.
15 got loaded, right?
Right.
And 6 happened to be from Minnesota.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Sam, do you mind telling us, like, what was getting turned away at Bash on an Imperial?
Under the doors.
Under the doors, we had straps. Bolted to in between the body mount and the floor.
Yeah, which is it's not jack shit compared to what else was getting through on other cars.
There was a wagon there that had a loaded imp sub.
Right.
So like our 2-inch by 1/4-inch strap. I was kind of freaked out on that Don guy, and I told him. I said, you know, I didn't drive 15 minutes. I drove 16 hours.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That happened to be...
He told us to be there 3 hours early, and he come and looked at the cars. And when he was at the hotel, he was even telling me, oh, you guys should have hammered this. You should have spooned the trunk. And I said, well, according to the rules, the cards were supposed to remain, you know, you couldn't touch the quarters.
Right. Yep.
But since we had the straps, technically it was blatant cheating, and that's why they wouldn't let us cut it. Because we're talking 2 inches, 5 minutes with the torch, and we were legal.
I was just going to ask that. You're talking about a small strap to cut.
But it was a whole. I understand Sam's.
It's a theory
point.
Of it.
Sam's point is, it'd be my point too. Is that's peanuts. Yeah. That right there is peanuts compared to what else was running.
Yeah.
And I know the guy that had the loaded imp sub. I think it was Nick Wheatley, and I'm from my Proctorville guys, Atkins and Wheatley and Schreck there. Yeah, yep.
Well, I know the year you guys ran out there, the car that won went through inspection 15 times. Wagon.
It went through inspection when they're sending the first. The last time it went through inspection when they're sending the first heat out.
That's the Chevy wagon that got full tracked by '67 Imperial.
That was an old wagon,
and all it did was bend the tin on the door. It didn't bend the bumper. It didn't bend nothing. It bent the tin in a little bit. Full track front end of an Imperial.
It's that show. I mean,
it's gotten better.
Yeah, that
show's awesome.
That
show's
come a long way since then. But
that year there wasn't much for inspection.
But yeah, I remember all you guys. The old man Lacey was out there. He was running. He was like 60 some years old. He came all the way there to run and because I've met Trig and them a few years prior to that at Mayhem when they're out there.
That's cool.
You'd think as a promoter, though, you got a guy that just, a group, just drove that far.
Yeah, you do these everything
could
be, to make them
this
happy.
Is a sales job here. Those guys could come for the rest of their lives. Yeah. Or you could be an asshole and turn them away today, you know, for something stupid.
Sam, in all honesty, how long were you, because I talked to a couple other guys, how long were you set up to run in a heat-wise, time-wise?
Time wise,
yeah, about what, 20 minutes?
Well, if that.
Yeah. So, because I got talking to them guys.
That's being generous.
I remember the conversation.
We can wreck these subs. We wreck them cars in like a long, long amp heat, even with the semi stock rules and everything. You know, 12-15 minutes, and
yeah,
I don't think you can handle much.
Well,
I think that was
part of the equation. That was a lot of guys' assumption. Big assumption was these guys were going to come bring the heat.
Yeah, yeah.
For
turn 15, it up.
15, yep. 20 minutes, they're going to run balls out, mm-hmm. and they're going to junk a lot of shit.
Yep.
And versus,
and I tell you what, that would have been a landmark show.
I agree 100%.
There would have been a lot of junk Chevys there.
Watching them, so yep. going around and yep. going on that trip. I mean, we were jacked. So then I had a brand new, pretty wicked motor in that '69 coupe that I brought, and I mean, I just wanted to unleash that thing, and we were just wound up, and.
Yep.
We had gotten four cars through, and I think in the one car they had noticed something on. Well, then they come back through and nailed them all. And
exactly.
Yep. Yep.
God, I hate that, actually. Yeah. I hate that.
Me. Yeah, and it was the Mopar guy that supposedly that was his specialty.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think the Mopar guy caught it. I think somebody else caught it.
are Imperials still pretty easy to come by up there?
Not anymore. I don't know if you've seen locally now or not. Well, I guess in the States you'd call it local, but I mean, them North Dakota boys are buying up imps. You can't even touch them. Like, I know of at least 10 in the last couple weeks have all gone to North Dakota, and they're buying them out of Nebraska and anywhere an imp goes for sale, it's going to head to North Dakota because for their rural association for that state, you can run birds.
Hell yeah.
Right.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, it's if you get an area where a lot of places allow it, I think slowly they migrate that way because when you talk to guys, they're like, how can there be so many Imperials up your way? But it's because that's what everybody wants. So when someone's going to haul something up, you bring an Imperial up. And I think our area, there's a ton of Imperials.
Birds migrate, man.
Damn right.
Birds migrate.
It's one person that go out there and light one up and the car never wiggle and have the whole crowd come over and then pretty soon they're like, wow, them imps are tough. Because when I was talking to guys from North Dakota and I was out running Mandan, I had a Y-framer out there and they were asking me about imps because they're like, well, I don't think they can beat the steering and drivability of Crown Vic, a tilted Crown Vic or an Impala, and I was like, well, you take a big stick swing from one of them, and it's going to make you
now you'll be full quick. Of junk.
Yes. Yeah.
And they pretty soon, it just must have been a blow-up to where someone had done pretty good with one, because just like, because all the North Dakota imps were coming to Minnesota. We'd buy them all there.
Yeah.
Now they're heading all back there. I can't wait, because they got them all piled up now, so I don't have to drive three states away.
Right, yeah. Something will change, and they'll all be in one spot.
I'm just going to drive across the border and pick them up.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that, because our way, like, maybe 2-3 years ago, Cadillacs, boom. All of a sudden, there was a the market was flooded with Cadillacs up here. Everyone wanted a Cadillac. Everybody, you know.
Wins on Sunday, sells on Monday.
Exactly. I mean, that's so true, though.
It went through the whole cycle.
It's
it
so
went,
true.
It went through the whole cycle. It went Imperials, Roundbacks, Cadillacs, well, Buicks, Cadillacs.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's going back. Now it's turning into Vicks.
Yep.
Imperials are coming back around.
I mean, look at Roundbacks in our area, though. Like, you don't see anyone ever asking for Roundbacks.
No.
You always see in search of Imperial.
Dude,
Imperial.
They get smoked.
I know. They're just so no good for our rules.
Yeah. I mean, they're so expensive, and people just want to pay the money and get them.
Well, for the $1,800 you go to buy a clamshell, you can buy a subframe Imperial for $1,000 and do double the damage with that SOV.
Yeah.
You know?
And back 5-6 years ago, it was $1,800 for a subframe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that market has dropped right down.
Yes, it's dropped right down. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Ship them this way, because it's doubled over here.
Whoa. That's sorry, crazy. Buddy. We need them over here. We need them.
I just need one for Albert Lee, just for the spring, for sure.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about that show when we were up there for Wadena. Albert Lee was a good show, a real good show. A
lot of fun there.
You know what's happening, too, though, is think back 10, 15 years. I don't know about your area, Sam, but we weren't bending Imperial subs. I mean, I knew guys that were taking a sub out and running it over and over and over and over. And the last five that I've run, I have five at my house right now, and they are all bent. I'm only getting one or two runs out of them, and they're bent everywhere. I'm bending them everywhere, you know, so you're losing that, too.
I don't think Tommy's
That's the whole progression of the builds. I mean, before, you couldn't do anything to hold them subs up. You'd put four plates across it and say, yeah, that'll hold in there. And then you junk the floor right to
exactly.
the ground.
Exactly.
Exactly. They're always straight because you don't have a heavy bumper on the front, or you don't have brackets, or you didn't weld the K-frame.
Or you don't have your rocker's tied in, you know?
Hey.
You know? Hey.
You're letting a farm out.
I know. As soon as I was saying it, I was like, damn.
You're letting a farm out, Josh.
But you're right. You're right. Yeah. Then now you start bending them rails in between. Yeah. You never used to bend them rails.
That's a little flat. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, they used to brag about how many shows back in the day. I'm like, oh, this is on its 16th run, this is on 17th run, whatever. And you're like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, second show, I don't even know if I can make it there with it.
Yep. Well, I remember years ago, a guy up this way, he runs insanely hard, Richie Premore. He was the first one I ever heard of that bent an Imperial sub, and I remember going to his house, and it's like, let me see this. You really bent Imperial sub? He's the first one that was like crazy to us, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they weren't like they were running 440s with them around here with like either the 294s that were in them, jump up to a 355, and then like when I started getting them, I was running 430s, 456s, and then you got that much more gear behind it, and then you're building motors, you know, for it to take off, and I just think that's hurt the frames pretty heavy compared to back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I want to, like, I'm itching right now to build a boxcar Imperial, because boxcar Imperials used to be just, you used to get pounded with them because you couldn't move that quick because they're so big and so heavy. But now you put a good motor and set of gears in that SOV and they move. Uh-huh. You know, you can get them around the track.
I know somebody that's good with the front of boxcar Imperials, too.
Okay, we'll get with that after. It's on my list for next year.
Well, Sam, how much more work have you got to do? Are you pretty much ready to go for Topeka?
Well, I just picked out the car.
You got 2 weeks.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time. 2 weeks.
Awesome.
Windshield is out, so we're winning.
All right.
Nice.
Good. You're ahead of the game. You better slow down.
Yeah. Pace yourself. Pace yourself. Before we let you go, is there anybody that you wanted to make mention of real quick that's helped make sure that the team gets down there to Blizzard Bash?
I'm supposed to say happy birthday to Mac Johnson for some reason. That's going to cost him a lot of money at baby dolls down there.
That's awesome, Sam.
Hey, that's some free advertisement.
That's awesome.
That's great.
I okay. One time, me and Mac Johnson, and I've never met Mac, but one time there was a Facebook page that was started that was all about Imperials. Well, him and I started putting and Sam did too. We put 100 pictures of Imperials bent, just junk Imperials, but it was like to restore cars. They banned us all, like within the day. You remember that, Sam? They kicked us all out of the Facebook page.
We went on and we were jumping, you know, because Mac's like, go put your amps on. So then they would get me on there. And that guy get kicked off, and before that happened, I would, invite others to the page.
That's awesome.
Putting wrecked imps on there, and these guys are freaking out.
Yeah, it was
that's
awesome.
That's like when we first found an Imperial Club.
Yep.
ImperialClub.com. Oh, I remember that. I remember ImperialClub.com.
Myself and Nick Nicastro, and them were all on Imperial Club trying to buy them.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
Then we got kicked off there, too, because they found out what we were doing.
Yeah, they didn't like that.
I tried to join Imperial Club. And initially, I'd heard that story that you guys, and I told them up front, I said, look, I have one, and I've got other ones. I don't want them to get derbied. That's why I bought them. So if you go doing background checks, you see a bunch of derby cars, understand that I'm not going to be the one that smashes them.
Except for that 300 that's going to get the subframe.
I got a subframe for
it. You got to pay for it first.
I want a straight subframe. I want to bend my own. I don't want one you've pre-bent.
You're saying you're going to put a subframe Imperial?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, he's trying to buy my 300.
That's an expensive subframe car.
It's a real expensive subframe car.
Not after storage. It's been at my house since April.
I'll be there to get it tonight.
Send it to my house.
It's behind the chain link fence.
It's not going to your house, and I can definitely get out of a chain link fence.
I'll have a sub in it tomorrow.
Take it up the mods. It'll be a heated garage.
Nope, I'm not bringing it there either, because that heated garage is heated by welding.
Right.
Well, yeah, that too.
But we got Bobby Cousineau coming up here in just a minute. Sam, man, I could spend all night here. I appreciate you coming on the show, and happy birthday to Mac. Hopefully that's going to cost him a little bit more over there.
Going to benefit from that, and we got to make sure it does.
Yeah, we hear you. We understand. We got you.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
That phone is not breaking up at all.
Wink, wink. Now, Sam, well, we can't wait to see you down there, man. We'll have a couple drinks or something.
It's only 2 weeks, dude.
Yeah, I know. It's right there.
It's close.
I should go start on my car.
Yep.
Good idea.
Yep. Right now.
Well, we won't keep you anymore. I'm sure you got another window or something you can take out. But, Sam, I appreciate you coming on the show. We sure do look forward to seeing you down there in Topeka.
All righty. I'll see you guys down there.
Thanks,
see you,
man.
Sam. See you, Sam.
There goes Sam Bandow. Driver the ill-tempered 7X. Going to bring a cord.
Every time we get
that's where I knew I remembered him from somewhere a long time ago.
Bash.
Because, yeah, demo heads.
The story with him was a lot cooler than the story about Bo Lockwood.
Ben's gonna have no friends left for you.
Yeah, you gotta just leave that alone.
Anyway, we got Bobby Cousineau coming up here in just a minute. But first, check this out.
Pay some bills.
Blizzard Bash, November 14th to 16th. We're going to be there. Flea R2, we're going to be on the pay-per-view. We got Bobby Cousineau on the line. Bobby, welcome to the show, man. Congratulations on the win up there.
Thank you.
You bet, man. Appreciate you coming on the show. And tell us a little bit about the run up there. What was it like? And what was some of the build stuff that we were looking at? We just talked with Sam Bandow a little bit about Imperials and Mopars and stuff like that. Were you running any birds up there or no?
No, they don't run them up here. It's mostly 80 newer up here, so you can run them, but it's kind of hard to find them up here that's good shape and get them down south. It just costs so much money to bring them up here. So
sure,
it's mostly 80 newer stuff up here, but it was a pretty good run. It was fun.
Yeah, I've talked with Christy King and Doug Archer and Dolly Archer about what you've got up there, and that 80s and newer transition is in full swing. With the Fall Brawl up there, how tough was it to run to the win up at that show?
Yeah, it was pretty good. There's a lot of tough builders up there for sure. You're allowed to run pre-run cars there, so makes a big difference when you run a pre-run car with a few fix-it plates, they call them. So,
right.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good fix-it plate?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you bring a fresh car to there, you're more or less bringing a knife to a gun battle. So it makes a big difference. But, yeah, it's pretty good. I've won it once before and been trying to win it a few times here and there and just came up short. So this time I finally won it. So
rewarding to come away with that, repeating as the champion? Coming away with the second one? Not necessarily repeating, but...
Yeah, it felt better this time. It just when they walked out with that trophy 6 feet tall, I was just amazed. It was like winning the All-Ontario Championship kind of thing around here. So it felt really good.
I learned something, that they measure the trophies in feet just like we do. I figured it would have been a 2 meter trophy.
The best one I've ever won.
Well, it's like their gallons.
When they take your car too, they reinspect it. They really check for cheating and that, more or less, stuffing and pinning and stuff like that. So I think they made about 6 holes with the torches with the scope, and I think it took about 10-15 minutes or so scoping it, making sure it was all good. So,
is that good or bad?
Well, I wasn't even nervous, though.
No. I mean, is that good or bad? I mean, how do you feel after you come away with a win and you see they're boring holes and scoping your car? And
I didn't care. I said, look, if you want to look that bad, I actually told the guy that runs it there, Greg, I said, if you want to go ahead and cut the front bumper off, save me doing it. So,
good answer. Good answer.
That's great. Yeah.
Does that finish off your year now, or are you all done?
I'm all done for this year, yeah. I actually just brought the car in this afternoon and got on the hoisting to start taking it apart and getting ready for running actually down south next year.
Where are you going to go?
Next year, so far, the schedule looks like Arkansas, Spring Explosion, Basher Cash, then Metal Mayhem.
Wow, nice. Making the tour.
Yeah,
that's a hell of a year.
Running the circuit.
Whew. Yeah, trying to. Well, I ran a few last year, too, so.
Yeah. I mean, we've certainly been familiar with your name and seeing your run down in the States and things along those lines. Which one of those shows are you looking forward to the most? I mean,
I think I'm looking forward to most is Arkansas. I've never ran that show before.
I agree. That was a great venue.
That track was awesome.
Yeah.
That's the Derby Icons Razorback Rumble show in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and that we were out there with the Derby Tees pay-per-view. And the facility there is just outstanding.
Unbelievable.
Awesome facility.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buddy of mine, Rick Clark there, he's been down there and watched that, and he's just in awe about it. So
we talked about it,
and I said, I'm going to go. Screw it.
Oh, no, it's a great place. Yeah, I mean, the cars are great. The drivers are good. Yeah. It was a fun show.
Rick told me that you taught him how to build a Ford.
Build a Ford? Yeah, I know that one. Talked quite a bit. We're good buddies, so. We talk quite a bit. We kind of learn from each other, and as we're building, like actually this year, as we're building their cars and Spring X cars, and that for the team show, all 4 of us actually in the team, we were nonstop every time by 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, we'd be sending photos and calling each other and seeing what we're doing, and we actually learn quite a bit from each other as we go each year.
Very cool.
Nice.
That's awesome.
What do you think of Spring Explosion?
I think it's pretty cool. It's they pretty much center there. That's for sure. That's the first team derby I've ever done before, and it's pretty eye-opener, that's for sure. They just, I can't believe the guys just send it, especially with the equipment they got. They just wreck it in 5 minutes. They don't give a crap.
No. That's a hallmark of the team format, really.
Yeah.
I mean, judging by the schedule that you just outlined, you're kind of done in the States by June, which gives you a lot of time to focus on stuff at home. It also gives you a lot of time to talk those guys into getting a team together for Blizzard Bash 2015, just saying.
That'd be nice. Like, we tried to get something together in that for this year, but the wife being due around 2 weeks after Blizzard Bash, it just didn't make it happen this year. So.
Oh, yeah, it'd make it tough.
Now,
that'd be a poor decision. I've made a couple of them, and that would rank right up there.
Yeah, that would be bad.
But I actually just seen Brockville there. It's 10,000 to win this year, too, so I actually might add one more to the schedule.
Yeah, we didn't get into that yet. Keystone National schedule was released. There's some interesting things going on. We're going to line up Bull Lockwood, I think, for next week, and we're going to have a whole whole show dedicated kind of talking about that and everything that's going on with the show out there with the Keystone Nationals. Yeah, there's some pretty big changes that are in the works, and that's only one of them. There's more stuff coming. So keep your eyes peeled on that. Is that something that you're going to try to do in July, or are you going to pass on that one?
Maybe try. We'll see. Like I said, because Arkansas, Spring X, and then Bash, that's going to be – there's three right there that's going to be hard to get cars ready for, especially I worked by myself pretty much in the shop.
You just run the same car at all those.
Those cars ready. A lot of work.
Yeah, no, that's a tough summer. I mean, that's a lot of work.
Do you like that build style, or do you like stuff that's more stock?
No, I love that build style. Honestly, the only real stock show I ran was a buddy of mine built me we call it four cylinders around here, and I ran it this year, and I had fun. That was actually the only time I actually smiled and had fun, and I didn't care.
But you don't prefer that kind of build. You don't like having fun and smiling.
I got too much. I got two full setups almost now, and
right.
I got too much money tied up and watch it sit there on the floor while I run some greaser motor. So
sure.
Well, sometimes your competitive side comes out more, like your man side comes out more than your fun side. It's like, well, screw having fun. I wanna win some money. I wanna smash some people.
What happens when your man side and fun side comes out?
Well, then you have a great day.
All right.
Then you have a great day.
Well, in Ben's case, when your man side and your fun side comes out, you put the steering wheel back on the shaft and you go back to driving the road, man.
Fun, that's for sure.
Sometimes you have the most fun on cars you don't care.
The car I just built now, actually, we built it for a championship show for around here first. It's called Simcoe Championship, and we built it. We started. I wasn't going to go, and then I decided on the Tuesday before. I said, "Let's just throw a car together." So I got a hold of some buddies of mine, Jordan Ingram or Dustin Ingram from IF Demo, and I shipped pretty much that Tuesday night over my frame, my suspension. I shipped everything over to them, bumpers and said, go ahead, put this thing together because I'm going to work on the body. And they did me a huge favor to get this thing ready to run that show. And bad luck there for sure. The engine cooler, I think I leaned on the fan and actually bit the cooler.
Ooh.
I ended up just emptying the motor, right, emptying oil. So.
Oh, no.
He started making a bit of a lifter noise, so I parked it. I didn't want to hurt nothing too bad. And then got it home, made sure everything was good, and it was fine. So we took it to this fall brawl here that was 2 weeks after and ended up winning.
That's awesome. That's a real good story there to dodge the bullet when the oil ran out of it to have the wherewithal to park it.
Yeah. How many guys just blow it up?
Weird too, because I was sitting there actually driving the Derby and I was just getting covered in this slimy shit and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I look around and I couldn't see nothing. Then I finally seen oil bubbling out through the fan cooler.
Yeah,
that's no fun.
Or the engine cooler out through the fan, and I'm like, oh man, that's not good. So I was going for a bit longer, and then I said, I finally got my wits against me and said, it ain't worth it. It's not
for sure
enough to go for it to wreck this new guard motor I got. So
good choice.
Go ahead, break it. He'll build you another one.
I'm with you there. I mean,
they're building new ones every day, man.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, we were talking actually about after the championship, and he walked me through it, and he said what to do with it, do the oil changes, and do this and that, and make sure it's all good, and what the pressure should be, and it was fine. He pretty much convinced me that it should be okay to run it again. So I checked it because I was scared. I thought, shit, I just threw, because it's like $8,500 for this motor I got now. Everything, one of the top line ones he built, so I was very upset, actually.
Sticky shit they tell you to add in there helps out a lot, too.
a little bit.
Yeah.
Definitely helped for sure.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Chris is in tears.
You're going to make me laugh. Why are you listening to? You trying to?
No, we're just listening to you.
I'll be quiet. Never mind.
And Mrs. Wick, I did not tell Ben to shut up, by the way. That did not happen. That did not happen. You don't need to blow up my Facebook. Ben is welcome to talk and curse as much as he wants. He's a big boy. What do I do with this?
No, $8,500. Yeah, that's some bucks. I mean, that's just like we got told this past weekend. Just who cares? Don't matter if you blow them up. You know, it's like no, that's.
Well, you know, I had some people like kind of busting my balls because you know Anyway, Alex, everyone wants to run hard, which I want to run hard, well, yeah, but it's also not my stuff. So
exactly.
Guys are saying, like, you ran like a bitch. It's like, listen, man, that's, if I blow up that $15,000 motor, I got to pay for it, and yeah. I'm not, I don't have 15 grand. Right. I don't, can't right. take out a loan for right. a derby night.
Yeah, I got a brand new big Baldwin motor, you know, and, yeah. and even though the guy says, just run it, if you blow it up, you blow it up, I'm that type of guy that's going to go out there.
No way. You'd be a jerk. You know, yeah, I was stuck in a corner, and I started rocking it, and all I could think in my head is, like, if I burn this tranny, hell hate me forever. And I just stopped and shut it down. You know, it's like, I'm not going to, I don't want to break his stuff. It was nice enough to let us run it.
When
know?
I was stuck, I tested out the new tranny. Because I got out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't get out. No, you were stuck.
I was stuck,
no,
dude.
You did work it right
I
there.
I worked it all.
Good driving, by the way, on that.
Get out a lot of compliments on that, too.
No, I have to agree with him about that. I mean, I don't blame you one bit shutting it down. I mean, that's crazy. Some people.
It's not worth it. It just wasn't worth it. Especially, there's no consolation or nothing in that championship. It's either you make it in the heat to the feature or you don't, and it was in the right. heat.
Yeah.
But when there was down still 7 or 8 guys left to go, and I go down to the top four, and I'm like, it's not going to happen. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'd yeah. probably, if I had a guard motor and I heard it, I'd probably just start crying right there in front of God and everybody. Big old alligator tears rolling down my cheeks.
Well, last year,
I know somebody left water in their block and went on vacation.
But you would probably, if you did have a guard motor, Brian.
Yes, sir.
And heard it, you would turn it into a coffee table, and it would be in your living room.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And my wife would never know what I spent on it.
No, no.
Why is this in our living room? Because it's pretty. Next question.
No, you would cry every time you saw it.
Oh, I would.
You'd be upset every time you saw it.
You'd set your feet up on top of that and just sob.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've done, you know, I got the guard pedal and the guard carburetor. My wife, how much is that? That wasn't much. It's just, you know, a little bit, not that much.
I didn't even tell her when she asked me.
I'm pretty sure you said it was a lot of money, if I remember correctly.
My but lady never asks. Thank
but
God.
That's a relative. That's never. A relative term. I mean, Bobby, what's a lot of money in your book versus what's a lot of money in Mrs. Pesano's book? Yeah. I mean, it's all relative, right?
Yeah, it's all about the same, but she understands now what it takes to do this kind of thing, so.
She's supportive of it, though?
She's, what's that?
Is she supportive of it?
She's very supportive, yeah. She's awesome. Super supportive. Like I said, we got 2 boys right now. We got 1 on the way, and she's 100% supportive. I'm in the shop every single night until about 11:30 at night.
Supportive enough for let you to catch a flight and come to Topeka to watch?
Actually, she told us, it's funny, because we were talking about it on the weekend, yesterday, and she said, just go.
Bobby, come in.
Number 3.
Bobby, come and do.
No.
Yeah, you might as well come on down.
No,
Bobby, come and do a couple heats with us on the pay per view. Yeah. Did you get your fantasy team filled out yet?
I'm actually looking at doing that right now. I was looking at it today while I was doing some service calls and that, and I just get too busy doing that. So.
Nice. Make sure you get those filled out.
Yeah, do like 4 or 5 teams.
No, you're not supposed to do
it's only one team, Ben.
One team.
I thought you could do up to 12.
No, you can do it.
I'm trying to get that look.
It's one team. It's one team per person. If you're listening, Josh Wagner, one team per person. And by the way, when you're filling out the team, and this isn't directed at anybody in particular, because I don't know what your real names are, because I've got 17 Kansas teams right now that were registered under Jimmy Johnson, and none of them are his phone number. So I'm pretty sure it's not Jimmy Johnson that made out those teams. So.
I'm pretty sure Jimmy Johnson's busy in the shop and probably doesn't have time.
Yeah, he'd be busy right now working on
cards. Yeah, I talked to Jimmy Johnson. He said he's going to fill out a team when he gets his wife around to it. Thought that was funny.
That's great.
And she's going to pick Bobby Whitaker, Bobby Brockway, Jeremy Gard, and I don't know if that's true.
You know what was wicked cool about that? Like, you guys just put it in my head. Does these guys on top of the list then become a target because of this fantasy league?
Which they are now, since you just mentioned it.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think absolutely. If you're among the top 10 drivers that are picked, I think that's putting a little bit bigger target on you.
I don't know, because do you think, I mean, some,
or is it a respect issue where you get respect?
That's the thing. I mean, you look
at a lot
at,
of that in derby.
Yeah.
Send it?
I mean, send it.
I don't know.
I've
never ran a show at that level, yeah, but I mean, I think there's still probably. Right.
I'm pretty sure there's guys that only had their name picked one time that are looking at those guys on top thinking, you know, if I draw them in heat number one, it wouldn't be that bad.
But, you know, also, too, a lot of the better names, the good guys, they, like, wait for someone to hit them, and then you have a target.
Yeah.
We've all heard that.
Right,
so are you that kid that goes out there and just starts going after Mike Brown because – he's focused on you now. You know?
Absolutely.
Just, I'm really excited about that fantasy. I'd like to see how it plays out.
Be like, buckle up, Buttercup, because it's coming.
Yeah,
right
exactly.
There's 400 teams, 394, 399 teams registered, and then I've got another. I just checked here again, and we're approaching 50 right now sitting in my email, and now Bobby's working on one.
My prediction's 600 by first green flag.
Yeah. I mean, we got 400 in a week.
Just imagine if you opened up a month earlier. You would have been 1,000.
No. And let me repeat that. No.
It would have matched Joker's giveaway, 1,000 per 1,000.
Yeah. Well, I still think it's within reason. Once it gets closer, sure, I think we could easily see some pretty crazy numbers. If 400 is not crazy, we could see some crazier numbers.
It's going to be crazy.
Give it 2 weeks, you'll see another 300 registered.
Yeah. Thanks, Bobby. Get all your friends to sign up. I mean, the more the merrier. It is pretty cool to see the different combinations and the mindsets. I mean, there's some people that. I think what they've done is they've picked their team based on sleepers because, like what we just talked about, that these guys are going to get targets, they're going to get put out, they're going to get focused on, and you can see these other drivers sneak in there and score some pretty fast and fast and high points.
Yeah, we were talking about it actually on Saturday too, but while we were waiting, because we were the second last heat of the day, and it started at 1, and we didn't run until about 8:30 or so, so we had all day to talk. And
that's a long day.
Drink Pepsi and that.
Yeah, there's a lot of Pepsi drank up there.
Yeah, 196 of them. So we were good between 6 or 8 of us.
Yeah, just so you know, if you do come to Topeka, we're not hanging out. I got work to do. You guys can go. Bobby, I'll just shake hands, say good to see you. Leave it to your Pepsis.
We were talking about that, though. And we're
caffeine
saying, like,
buzz must be tremendous.
These picks and that are going to put targets on people, like... Like Luke Johnson of them and Whitaker and even Pete Hansen, like he drives like an animal when he wants to drive. And it's just, I don't know how much of a target it is going to paint on them. We were talking about that on the weekend. It's either going to help them or hinder them, one of the two. So we'll see how it plays out in 2 weeks.
I want to get who's the rapper? He used to be on MTV Raps with the big old thing. Big old clock.
Flavor Flav.
I want to get the Flavor Flav clock stopwatch. I'm gonna be up there with a stopwatch. Be up there. I'm gonna push the stopwatch when the heat starts. We're gonna do the official fastest heat like we did last year.
Guards have had that under wraps the last few years.
Guards and DMP both have been. Yeah. I mean, they've been neck and neck.
You know how, like in Bloodsport, when it hits the new record, they like it's like new record, and then like everyone like cheers. Yeah, we gotta have something like that. So every time somebody beats the record,
I think Sam will get mad if I bring my own fireworks. Yeah. Be setting bottle rockets off. New record.
How
up in here?
How do you propose getting them there?
I'll get them there.
Okay. All right. I don't need to know anymore. I don't want to know.
We're shipping them UPS.
We're gonna get Ebola tested anyway. So yeah.
I'm fine getting tested for Ebola. I would like to know if I have that.
You would by now. You'd have big.
It's not
gonna
matter if you have it. You're done anyway. So just you know,
they make
just
it comfortable.
Cough, yeah, I'll get it. Wow.
You guys are something. Shot out of a cannon tonight. We got Lake to Lake girls coming up. We got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. Bobby, man, is there anybody you want to make quick mention of before we let you go? We're just about running out of time.
IF Demo, Jordan and Dustin, like I said, they give me a ton of support. Rick Clark from R&R Derby Supply, he, like I said, if I need parts, and he's got it in stock, and I just go and get it. So. Perfect. And Joker, like I said, and Jeremy Guard for his motors. I'm on my third guard motor now, and every single one I've got I've loved. So.
Nice.
No doubt.
Excellent. Well, Bobby, man, I appreciate you coming out and hanging out with us tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
Well, we'll do it again sometime. Good luck with the baby.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, later, man.
See ya. It was Bobby Cousin O, winner of the Fall Brawl up there, and that.
About.
Yep.
Yeah, we got a quick give Big Tommy Dowd a congrats for
Tommy
Dowd,
another
Gaskin Jr.
Yeah, I saw Matt Gaskin one as well.
Jr.
I forgot about
that. Ran that Monte Carlo again.
They keep pulling it down.
Oh yeah, it's junk now.
Oh, it's got to be. And, they pulled it down 4 times.
So Tommy and Wolfhanger it came down to.
No, I saw that. You know, it's funny because Tommy gave Wolfhanger a car, and I was watching it, and it comes down to two of them, and immediately I think in my head, okay, how do you beat your own car? Now you got to like think about it. You don't want to break tranny. You don't want to break your rear.
Tommy said he was cringing every time you hit him.
That's what I said to him. It's like, man, it's tough when you give somebody a car because then you got to beat your own damn car.
Tommy ran his old motor, right? Still hasn't ran the new one.
No, still not the new one.
The new one ain't been run yet. No.
But it was good to hear him say he liked the Imperial.
Still sitting in his living room.
Yeah. Yeah, that like I said before, that's the motor that Jeremy described as nasty. So yeah, I would like to see that one run. Yeah.
That is a showpiece. But by the way, Brian did some recon for us and asked Joker if it was okay if we all submitted teams, and he said that was okay. So we don't have to necessarily have a collective show team, which we're going to eventually pick one on our own. But if you want to go fill out individual teams, feel free.
I'm not a gambler.
It's not gambling. What are you doing?
I just said that. So if we win as a team, I get the Joker parts. Said that. Brian, you don't even derby. You don't even know how to use Joker parts. Come on. It's got to go to me. I'll let you borrow them.
How far do I have to drive to knock you out of your seat? That's all I want to know.
You could actually.
How far do I have to drive?
By the way,
not far.
Here, this isn't a great representation, but if you look at it, it's only about 6 feet right now. jump on there, smashedempiremedia.com. Follow the link right there at the bottom of the page. You can get on there, fill out your fantasy team. We got more news coming up about Keystone Nationals. That stuff's coming up next week. Obviously, there's going to be more Blizzard Bash talk. Jump online. You'll be able to find some order links for the pay-per-view coming up here pretty quick. The team brackets, the team rosters are out there. Jump on there. Check it out, BlizzardBash.com, SmashedEmpireMedia.com for all that. And then also, of course, if you wanted to sign up for Derby Inc. Magazine, check out more about Crash Course Podcast or see anything about Smashed Empire DVDs, you'd already be right there. So feel free to shop around. Guys, that's going to do it for us this week. Lake to Lake Girls are coming up. We're going to see you again next time on the Crash Course, guys. See you. Thanks. Look.